It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and...
It's a ticket for rip.
Yeah. 89 degrees. Here's Jake with the Bad Radio Reports.
Thanks, Bob. We were talking about something related to advertising a couple of weeks ago. And I made a comment about, hey, it's kind of like this. And both Julie and Mino said...
Like football refs.
No, it wasn't that. Said, like, are you kidding? That there's no way that really happened. And what I was referring to is the fact that cartoons used to advertise cigarettes. And this is something that I think I probably became aware of in some, you know, like ad class or PR class, some comms thing. But I remember being stunned the first time I saw these advertisements. And a lot has changed since 1960 when the Flintstones, of all shows, first went on the air. But, you know, I mean, I was still... Look, you know, the age where I saw Joe Camel ads in music magazines, that was still around. But in 1970, television and radio, it was no longer legal to advertise cigarettes on television and radio. But before that, the very first episode of The Flintstones that ever aired in 1960, you would have heard this.
The Flintstones, brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Fred freaking Flintstone singing the jingle for Winston cigarettes.
Wow.
Now, I think we probably should note that this show was on in prime time.
I swear I saw one, too, where he was, like, just cutting his lawn and smoking a cigarette or something.
We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. You got something?
I have plenty, yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, I think the show, as weird as it
sounds
now,
the punchline
because when I was watching the show, I was a child, and it was on, like, you know, Nickelodeon Classic or whatever they called it then. But I do think that the fact that it was on at night, the fact that Fred and Wilma were one of the first couples to ever be shown on television together in bed... The fact that Barney and whatever her name is.
Betty.
Betty.
Betty, they adopted a child. Bam Bam was adopted, which is kind of an advanced.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it seems.
Totally missed that one, too.
It seems weird now because we think of Flintstones. It's a children's thing. But the logic of it at the time in 1960, in their first season, must have been we're putting this on at night. It's just. Their version of like Family Guy, almost. It's animated, but it's adults. It's hard to.
What's the show it's patterned after?
The Honeymooners, right?
The Honeymooners, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an adult primetime show.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. I don't know.
And if
TV
you're
has gone through weird.
This is the weirdest part.
Iterations,
to me.
Though. I mean, they had a the era of the Munsters and the Addams Family, and then Genie and Bewitched, and then they just gone through some weird times.
Now, you know, even thinking back to like the late 90s, early 2000s, I'm sure Julie remembers this. Like when WB was running, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, just weird supernaturally type shows that now,
like if they
back,
get one that's
so
a hit,
dumb, they'll make seven of them.
Yeah, another network will have to copy that one.
We have to kill the rabbit.
But to Dan's point,
that's why I'm sure 90210 spawned other things.
To Dan's point of it being patterned after the Honeymooners, you got to have a little sexism too. So this ad starts with Wilma cutting the grass. And Betty is, I think, like washing a rug while Barney and Fred just lay on their ass in the yard and have a little conversation. It's the grass being cut, I'm sure, with a dinosaur.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back
where we can't see them.
Okay. Well, I mean, that in and of itself is genius. That's straight Al Bundy. That sucks they have to work. Let's get out of the line of sight. Hold on.
Let's go around back where we can't see him.
Hate to see him working.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay, how's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred.
Now, I should also note, this is not an ad outside of the show. This is native advertising appearing in the actual episode of the Flintstones.
Like a live spot.
It's a live spot.
Boy, what does that cost you?
Yeah, I mean, they just stopped down to do Winston talk.
But a live spot in the middle, like a podcast live spot.
Right, exactly.
Where you're not sure what it is.
Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, buddy, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
You got a catchy jingle.
Yeah, that's kind of in my head right
now. Your favorite cartoon character.
You kind of use a smoke after you talk about it. And now not now, this is probably 10 years ago, right? When did they outlaw Joe Camel even being allowed to be on a billboard or something?
Oh, I feel like that was longer than 10 years ago. Too.
Like, just because of the influence that might have towards a kid. And I always thought that was silly. Like, what kid wants to grow up to be Joe Camel?
Yeah, that was somehow 1997.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were kids, so in the 80s, just the fact that even cigarette print ads always came with those giant Surgeon General warnings on them, and
I think they still do, right?
Yeah, I'm just simply saying that was the first time I noticed that, and I would, you know, even as a kid, you're like, how come the beer commercials don't need any warnings or anything? You know, Bob Uecker can sell you beer, and it's everyone's laughing and enjoying, and then the cigarette thing, well, we can't put it on electronic media. We can put it in print, but we also got to have all these disclaimers on top of it. And I always thought, interesting. Yeah. I don't know how we arrived here, but someone can bring me up to speed someday.
There's actually also a Flintstones Bush beer ad that I found on YouTube, but I think it was only for like internal purposes for Bush. Like, it was done for their employees type thing. I don't think it ever actually ran on television, but it is Barney and Fred straight shilling for Bush beer and talking about its smooth taste for 3 or 4 minutes, probably because they saw this Winston campaign and thought that looks really cool. And there's another one from the same season, the first season of the Flintstones here.
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Greetings, Rocky, my boy. Pack of Winstons, please.
Ah, you like them Winston cigarettes, huh, Mr. Flintstone?
But of course, they really got something.
You bet your life. Folks who really enjoy...
That's a bit of an odd line.
Yeah.
You bet your life.
Of course, they really got something.
You bet your life. Folks who really enjoy smoking know it's what's up front that counts. And that's where Winston steps out ahead of the crowd with their exclusive filter blend. Choice golden tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking.
Hold it, hold it.
You know what you mean?
What are you pitching Winston's at me for? You know I never smoke nothing else.
Just practicing, Mr. Flint. Stone. Everybody knows that
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Yeah.
See you soon, Rocky.
So he's just at the store.
Yeah.
Heads in to get it. And Fred is actually incensed that you would even suggest that he smoke anything else.
How dare you?
I'm just practicing,
Mr. Flintstone. So this only lasted 1 year, the first season, in 1960.
When it was a primetime cartoon, huh? Because I don't remember the content being anything close to racy.
No,
like,
but
you say it's like Family Guy, man.
No,
different era, though.
Yeah.
You know, nothing was racy.
Yeah, but
like Jake said, them sleeping
I guess
in the
I'm
same
saying,
bed was,
I guess
was
what
crossing
I'm saying,
a boundary.
True, but primetime would say it's marketed to an older audience. I guess what I'm saying is maybe the products were, but the storylines were
right.
Very geared to fourth graders.
And there's plenty of things that come on in prime time that are geared towards kids. I mean, TGIF, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the fact it was on at prime time doesn't necessarily mean that it was for adults. You're right.
That's true.
But when there was only three stations, and you were growing up, you were watching, I remember watching like Maude or some other person, you know, a show I had no business watching.
Yes,
I'm a little kid
now
watching.
Now you watch shows you want to watch.
Watching Dynasty because it was on.
Back then you were picking the best of the three choices.
It was on.
You didn't want
to
do.
I watched Heart to Heart. I watched any.
You didn't want to not watch
any adult show. I would watch MASH, but I had no business watching MASH probably. I'm a little kid, you know. Whatever it was on, though, you would just watch. So, and certainly, I would guess if you were much older than me, and the like, maybe Mike Reiner was watching the Flintstones, and maybe he even gravitated to that because he's a little kid watching a cartoon.
Yeah, and you're being pushed jingles about cigarettes and the specific feature of the filter on Winston's. The Flintstones would go on to do ads, like native ads for Welch's grape jelly, where like Pebbles would walk in and see grapes on the television and want grape juice from Welch's. They did Alka-Seltzer and a couple of other you know, products. And whenever they released the show into syndication season one, they took the Winston stuff out because it was already, you know, obviously it was after the law passed.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Right. Where you could no longer advertise. And then in 1986, attempting to atone for their sins, the Flintstones, although they'd been off the air for a very long time and probably presumed dead by that point, did this PSA.
Hey, what are you doing, Fred? I'm making a list of the seven warning signals that might mean cancer.
No need, Fred. We just got our list from this American Cancer Society volunteer.
God, those you love, no cancer's warning signals. Give to your American Cancer Society.
Which even that is a little bit underhanded because they're not even really telling you the risk. They're just telling you to give money to an organization that might tell you about the risks.
Right. We can't spend that much time on it.
Right. But so, yeah, that ran in 1986.
They didn't pay as much as Winston.
25 years. I'd love to know what the rate was translated into today dollars. But, yeah, in season one of the the Flintstones, they were shilling for Winston once upon a time.
That is wild.
Subjective trivia. How did the Flintstones jump the shark? Where did you know they were doomed?
Pigamy.
Were you a Flintstones guy?
I watched it.
Had to go to the boys' bathroom.
They introduced a character called the Great Gazoo.
Okay.
And he was like an alien that only Fred could see for some reason. And he would just appear out of nowhere. But he was from outer space and he would help Fred get out of jams. And
see, that was a sign of the times, too, is we always had to implement somebody from outer space
to 100%.
Our shows.
Happy Days, right? That's where Mork was born. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
We might need to look at the top 10 shark jumpage.
I'm in.
For where things just go, okay. Not sure what this is about
anymore. America's like, okay, let's do this.
And the Flintstones defied what we were saying earlier this week. That the Simpsons or Family Guy or these other shows, they can be on for 20 years because they're cartoons. You have unlimited possibilities, yet the Flintstones ran out of ideas after a couple years?
Or they were smoking so much that they just died off.
Or that. All right, thank you, Jake. It's 229. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Oh, doggone. It's 89 degrees. Coming up next.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Jamie Benn.